Andrea! Emily! Whoever the hell I'm talking to! Why is it that I'm speaking with you and not with Mr. Lagerfeld? Why? My first instinct was to remain silent, since it didn't appear that the verbal barrage was over. But as usual, my instincts were wrong. Hello? Anyone there? Is the process of connecting one phone call to another really too difficult for both my assistants? No, Miranda, of course not. I'm sorry about this. My voice was shaking a little, but I couldn't get it under control. It's just that we can't seem to find Mr. Lagerfeld. We've already tried at least. I can't seem to find him, she mimicked in a high-pitched voice. What do you mean you can't seem to find him? What part of that simple five-word sentence did she not comprehend, I wondered. Can't seem to find him. Seemed rather clear and precise to me. We can't fucking find him. That is why you're not talking to him. If you can find him, then you can talk to him. Well, Miranda, we've called all of the numbers we have listed for him, and he doesn't appear to be at any of them, I managed. Well, of course he's not. Andrea, are you aware that Mr. Lagerfeld is in Paris this week? I felt like we were doing English as a second language lesson. And are you aware that Mr. Lagerfeld said he'd be available on his mobile phone while he was in Paris? Oh, you have the number? And you knew he was on that number the whole time? Am I not making myself perfectly clear here? I need you to connect me to 0355236789 immediately. Or is that too difficult? No, Miranda. Oh, of course, that's not too difficult. I'll connect you right away. Hold just a moment. I hit conference, dial the numbers, heard an older man shout, "Allo!" into the phone, and hit conference again. Mr. Lagerfeld, Miranda Priestley, you're connected.